For many young people in the region, violence has meant all but abandoning normal routines. Morning Edition has two commentaries from Youth Radio. Because of the difficulty of travel in the area, both contributors phoned in their remarks late last week from their homes. First, Ala Uwaina, a 20-year-old Palestinian from Bethlehem in the West Bank.
If any of you spend a lot of time on the roads and happen to hate it, you should try the roads and foot trails of Palestine. You see, traveling from point A to point B down here is not that simple. Hundreds of Palestinians count on knowing all the A's and B's around this place to cope with the suffocating presence of swarms of Israeli soldiers who are, like me, immature kids in their early 20s. Nowadays, it's even worse. My life is in deep freeze. I live in Bethlehem, but I go to university near Ramallah. In the good days, it took 45 minutes to get there, and now it takes 2.5 hours, and I arrive with mud on my face, and half the days I don't even make it. At each checkpoint along the way, and there are many of them, you have to stand 30 feet away from the soldiers and approach them one at a time, and only after you show them you don't have any weapons or explosives on you by pulling out your shirt, only after you go through that process would they consider letting you through. Even a few months back, when things weren't this bad, I had a first-hand experience with Israeli military intelligence. As I was going to the university one morning by taxi, suddenly I was awakened by a soldier asking me for my ID. I handed it over, of course, but instead of letting me go, they rounded up 8 or 9 others and took us to a nearby camp. There we were, waiting for our turns, and I started thinking about humiliation, life, politics, relativity, quarks, quasars, well, anything you could think about when sitting alone for 6 hours. They searched me and took me to meet this fat guy in a pink shirt, and after 15 minutes of interrogation, I was free at last. I was superbly lucky. You know, I only missed a few exams because of that detour. Most others are not so lucky.
Ala Uwaina speaking from his home in Bethlehem. From her home in Jerusalem, 17-year-old Liat Margalit phoned in these comments.
For Israeli teenagers who live in the city, going out has become a complicated operation. Especially if you live in a city like Jerusalem, as I do. The first thing you do when you want to go out is consult with yourself. Yes, going out on a Friday evening has become a major personal dilemma. Something you want to consider twice, three times and more, before actually taking that step and leaving home. My friends and I have canceled many plans when the majority of our group doesn't want to go out because they are scared. The center of Jerusalem looks like a military base these days. But the problem is, if there are Palestinian suicide bombers, it is difficult to prevent them from blowing themselves up, no matter how many armed forces are scattered around. Before the uprising, I remember just how exciting it was downtown every Friday evening. It used to be so wonderful to simply enjoy life, relax, and have no worries. My friends and I have decided we can't let the situation destroy our lives. So we sat down and made a plan. We decided to meet indoors. We get together in private houses, but we don't want to lock ourselves inside. Then you hear about another bombing in Jerusalem, and your plans to go out to the mall or a restaurant or a cafe are ruined. As much as it's unbelievable, things keep deteriorating all the time. And the fact that some of the suicide bombers are young females like me is something I can't comprehend. So yes, things in Israel are frightening. Every day of your life you think about whether you'll get back home safely or not. And yet it seems like teenagers are the ones that do the best job of not letting terror affect their lives.
The comments of Liat Margalit of Jerusalem and Ala Uwaina of Bethlehem, both from Youth Radio.